This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
There are people who always say that, I want to change, but I think Allah didn't give me any signs. It's not that right time. It's like people say, I want to go to Umrah, but I was not invited yet, The call is not there. What do you think about that?
I think this is, as you said, a lame excuse, right? Because reality is that, the call is not going to come like a bolt of lightning from the sky, and then bam, this is the time. I now know I got the calling, It doesn't happen like that. The point is that, once you know that you should change, then that's the time that you should begin the change. Because the change itself is a split second. It only takes a split second for you to decide, I'm going to do this. What takes the long time is to decide to say, I'm going to do this. So that one you can wait, that's the waiting for the call. Right? You can drag that one out to the end of your life. So the point is that as soon as you know that change is required, that's the time. That was the calling. When that knowledge came to you, you may have had a vague idea, whatever, but then one day it came to you, I need to change. That time, you've got that realization. That's the time that you need to change. That is the call. That is the message from Allah. That is the opportunity.
Yeah. Normally, people always give excuses. No, not the right time yet. No, when the time comes, I will change. But the unique thing, when they want to change to something which they like, they can do it immediately.
Ready. Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm ready. I'm going, inshallah, Instead that people say, I was not being called yet to go to Makkah and so on. But they know how to plan to go to London, to Switzerland, to Australia. They know how to plan. Neither Australia is calling them, nobody called them. But because they want. It's really up to the individual. What do they really want in their life? They want to be a better person. And that's why I was looking at a lot of people who give this kind of excuses, actually, they need a lot of guidance. That kind of excuses, they have problem with Allah in the Day of Judgment. If you die giving all these excuses, it's just like the hijrah. In the Quran, talk about those who are being oppressed, they don't have freedom to do what they believe, that they have the right to do, to practice their deen. And then Allah will ask them in the Day of Judgment, Alaysa Ardullah was,
Fatuhajur
fiya. You must
prepare to migrate.
The earth was white and
no excuse.
So you have to prepare to migrate. The changes in Islam normally is known as like a migration. You are leaving some negative to something positive. But very weird. Human always have this kind of feeling to try to lie to them. I consider they're lying, they're cheating themselves, When they want to change for something which they like to change, they can do it just in a second.
Yeah.
But when they do not want to change, they give you 1,001 excuses because of this, because of that. It's Allah qadar on me, So,
procrastination. It's the basis of procrastination. Yeah. Your excuses become your way of procrastinating. Putting off till tomorrow what you could be doing today.
Yeah.
You know you could do it, but you find an excuse to justify not doing it now when you should.
It's just like when people who love dunya, they'll make time for dunya. They'll spend time, they will make time. You don't have no time, they'll create their own time. But when they come for akhirah, they go, maybe I'm not ready yet, I'm not prepared yet. It's like people on the Qiyam Ulayya, they say, I'm so tired. But they can Qiyam for football, They can stay awake, they can plan everything. And they can just wake up for the whole night because of the football. So very weird. Mm. The way they are talking about, the call is not there yet, and the sign is not there yet. But I believe that if everybody are sincere to themselves, inshallah, you know, we need to change before it's too late. We do not want to regret in the future because we keep on giving these excuses, and this excuse is going to track us.
It's from Satan.
Yeah, it's from Satan. It's a whisper. No problem. No problem. Tell them.
This time. Yeah, there's always time. Yeah. The same thing with the Hajj too. You know, so many people told me, you know, that in their country, they discourage young people from making Hajj. You know, they're able, they have the money. They say, no, don't go now. You know, you're still young. You know, Hajj is wiping away your sins, right? So you don't want to go there while you're young, wipe away the sins, come back and do more sins. So better you leave it till the last part of your life when you can't do any more sins. You become so old, you've run out of steam, no more sins to do. Okay, now you go make your Hajj. Clean up everything behind. It sounds so logical, you know, but it's Satan. Satan has given, has beautified disobedience, justified procrastination from doing what is right, and deprive people of Hajj. Because so many people, they die before they reach that point. Or they reach the point, but they have done so many sins. They have become such bad people that even when they go to make the Hajj, they are committing more and more sins. So the Hajj is not accepted. They go there, they do this Hajj, which is not accepted.
Yeah. I still remember in the late 60s to the early 70s, my people in my country, in Malaysia, the Chinese, when they look at people coming back from Hajj, they respect them highly. They honor them. This is like saints, wali coming back, you know. These people are very clean, very pure. You see the thawb, the vest, the jubbah white, and the turban all white, you know. So these people, their heart is very clean, very pure. So if you lose something, you lost something, you better go and ask them. They can kashaf, these people can see things, you know, so they're very pure. So they honor these people. But lately, my people say, these people, they are liars. You know? They are not really going to Mecca. You see, they come home after 1 week, they change already. They are back to their normal life. You know, because our intention is not there anymore. We believe that anything good, and you know it's good for you, first of all, you should be hastened. Don't delay anymore. We are worried. The whisper of the Satan is always there, like what you say. Don't worry. There's time. No, you are young. No. Don't rush. No. Then some Satan will give you another. It's good for you good to know because you commit a lot of sins. Go there and kiss the black sun and all the sin is there. You come back pure again. And a new sin is still okay. No, it's not that heavy yet. So give you all these kind of ideas that is going to make you become worse because now you are taking all the sin very lightly. But again, we believe that we always encourage people who know that they are having some weaknesses here and there. Please, no, don't delay anything that is good because death is just at the corner. We can die anytime. We always ask Allah, Allahumma qatim lana bi husni al-qatima. Oh Allah, this is what I think a lot of Muslims have been asking Allah in their prayer. They want to have a good ending. If we know that we are going to end 50 years to come, then no problem. You can
plan for it.
49 years and the last year, you repent. But no one knows. You can die anytime. You know? So we hope that we don't take things for granted. Anything good, first of the khairah, we'll be hastened towards it, inshallah.